34. Down in the hold. Colette breathed through her mouth. The hold smelled of coal dust, smoke, and carcasses, though there weren't any bodies she could see. Perhaps those on board had used the room to slaughter animals for their meals. One guild soldier remained standing silently at the door. If her hands hadn't been tied behind her back and then tethered to her ankles, she would have grabbed something and bashed Modo's head in. "Colette! Colette!" Modo whispered. He too was tied up, and Captain Monturiol was bound and unconscious next to them.
"You kept a vital secret from me,"
she snarled.
I did. I'm sorry.
Griff approached me yesterday and convinced me that he was a member of a British organization. He had followed us from New York. He knew things only a British agent would know.
He's invisible and could have overheard any of your private conversations, or our conversations, for that matter.
He said you murdered Weil.
Who?
One of our agents.
That sounds more like something he would do.
What was his name again?
Griff. Griff? What sort of name is that?
Colette tried to twist her wrists out of the ropes.
I shook your hand, Modo. I gave you my word.
We're agents from different countries, Colette. We're actors, you know that.
You should have trusted me.
She drew in a deep breath, seeking calm.
How did they find us?
He was the one who stole my telegraph. He must have somehow used it.
So you were able to get messages out?
I sent them, but I have no idea whether they were received.
You've hidden much from me. I believed we were partners. We are. We were,
Colette huffed. Don't get angry, she told herself. Collect information. Reassess the situation. Then act.
How does this Griff stay invisible?
His body has been chemically altered so that every cell bends light. It makes him invisible to human eyes. Modo coughed and Colette looked over. His face was a little red and distorted.
I think the drugs may have affected his mind,
Modo continued. He seems a little off, if you know what I mean. And he's got a temper. Out of the corner of her eye, Colette saw Modo's head snap back as if forced. He groaned.
Yes, I'm easily angered by lower creatures, a voice said. I'm the only one. Invisible Man the First. You don't know what that's like.
Colette scanned the hold. Where was the voice coming from?
Griff,
Modo said.
We shook hands. Yes, you foolish beast, we did. Are you a child?
A rope flew up from the floor and looped around Modo's neck. It began to tighten.
Stop that! Stop!
Colette cried.
Shut your gob,
Griff ordered.
Modo, your strength is something. I saw you rip open that door to the submarine ship.
He gave the rope another good yank.
And I've watched you change the actual shape and size of your bones. My guess is that you can easily slither out of these ropes. So I'm going to tie this particular one around your neck, nice and tight. If you move too much, you'll choke.
The end of the rope floated up and knotted around a steel girder, forcing Modo to stand on the tips of his toes.
He'll choke, Colette shouted. Stop!
She was slapped so hard her teeth felt loose.
You don't know how long I've wanted to slap you,
Griff said. She spat toward the voice. Her spittle stopped in midair, then dripped to the floor.
You'll pay for that, Griff said. I'll have my hands around your lily-white throat soon enough. You don't frighten me, she said, straining at her ropes. I'll drag you over to the hold with the other Icarians. They're standing in 4 feet of ice water.
His laugh was grating on her nerves.
I can do it, I can. I'll be your worst nightmare, I promise you.
The rope around Modo's neck tightened. Griff had given it another pull.
Now, Modo, if I had the time, I'd sit and wait while you choke. What will your pretty little coquette think when she sees your eel face?
The door opened and slammed shut, cutting off Griff's laughter. The guild soldier stood motionless with his hand on his pistol.
Is he gone?
Colette said.
Who knows?
Murdo rasped.
Well, we must behave as though he is here, she said. Are you going to be able to stay upright?
Yes, for now.
Captain Montoriol moaned and slowly opened her eyes.
Where are we?
She asked.
Where is the Ictinio?
We are imprisoned on the Wyvern,
Colette replied.
An organization called the Clockwork Guild is in control of your submarine ship.
Montoriol pulled fiercely against her ropes.
They cannot have my ship.
Calm down, Captain, Colette said.
Struggling won't do any good.
Yes, save your energy, Modo said,
and Montoriol turned to look at him. Her eyes widened.
They've hanged you.
Yes, he said.
It seems they have.
The door opened and Miss Hackendottir entered, two soldiers on either side of her. A mechanical jawed hound slouched along behind her.
Ah, I see Griff has been busy, she said.
She patted the dog and it raised its head.
Find Griff. Bring him to my quarters.
The dog sniffed and bounded out of the room.
I am interested in you two. I want to discuss your operations, but first my men will take the good captain out for some fresh air and a pleasant discussion about submarine science.
The four soldiers grabbed the screaming Captain Montoriol and lifted her easily. She spat and fought as hard as her bound body allowed her, but it was no use. They carried her out the door.
We'll be back soon enough,
Miss Hackendottir said playfully as she followed her catch. The door slammed. Modo hacked and sputtered.
I appear to be losing my breath.
Before Colette could speak, he'd fallen forward, tightening the rope.